Chapter 1. Wind gusted down the twisting nighttime streets of Rocamadour, whipping up the soft rain into a lash. Crouched atop the house's gable, Rochelle slitted her eyes against the sting and looked across the rooftops. There was no moonlight, but to Rochelle, the air gleamed with hidden currents, halls and eddies of power unseen by normal human eyes. She could not only see the great hulk of the cathedral far off to her left, but also distinguish the silhouette of every gargoyle clinging to its spires. Three streets over, a carriage rattled homeward, and she could spot the individual spatters where the horse's hooves struck mud. And all around her, she could see the shadow of the great forest. Something happened when cities grew large enough, when the labyrinths of their grimy cobblestone streets became as twisted as the interwoven branches of the forest canopy. The power of the great forest began to seep through. Ordinary humans might only have a vague feeling that there was something uncanny about the darkened streets. But Rochelle was bloodbound. Within the shadows of the buildings, she could see darker shadows cast by phantom leaves and branches. Within the whistle of the wind, she could hear the ghostly forest whispers. It was time to hunt. Rochelle took off running along the ridgepole. Ahead of her, the roof came to an end and she leaped. For one moment, she sliced, weightless, through the air and darkness. Then her feet hit the next roof and skidded. In a heartbeat, she had her balance back and was running again. East of the cathedral, there was a neighborhood that had suffered 5 woodspawn attacks in the last 2 weeks. That wasn't just a series of random incursions. That was a pack returning again and again to the place where they had found prey. They were not going to hunt anyone else tonight. Another roof and another. Then Rochelle reached the wide, paved expanse of the Place du Gloire. She ran straight across, dropping from the rooftops to the ground. At the center of the square stood 2 bronze statues of Tyr and Zisa, holding the sword Joyeuse and Durandal. The bases of the statues were papered over with broadsheets. More dissidents asking how the king could dare to raise taxes when crops were failing because of the shortening days. To resist naming an heir when rumour said his health was ailing. To let the bloodbound live when everybody knew the forest was growing stronger. She'd been seeing a lot of broadsheets lately. Soon there would be another set of fools trying to attack the king's bloodbound, and another round of arrests. Rochelle swarmed straight up the face of the building on the other side of the square and put both king and rebels out of her head. Everything was simpler on the roofs. She ran and leaped, nothing to push her back but the wind itself, until she reached the neighborhood where the woodspawn kept attacking. Then she settled herself on a ridgepole to watch and wait. And wait. The night slowly wore on. The fire that had burned in her veins as she raced across the city was gone. Now she was cold and stiff. Her eyes throbbed from lack of sleep, and her fingers, still clutching the hilt of her sword, were almost completely numb. But she had promised herself she wouldn't sleep until she took care of this pack. To keep herself awake, she stared at the glowing red string that was tied to her finger and trailed away off the roof. The string, invisible to everyone but her, was a reminder of why she couldn't stop hunting. If she looked at it long enough, she knew the scar on her right palm would start aching. The too, was a reminder. She would never deserve to stop hunting.